Thank you for downloading this podcast from Coracle Online and BIMCO. This report looks at the dry bulk shipping market for October 2011.
This podcast is sponsored by Halcyon Recruitment. Halcyon Recruitment are specialists in international recruitment for the shore-based maritime sector, with a focus on the chartering, trading, broking, operations, technical and P&I sectors, recruiting from entry-level through to executive management roles. With a high-calibre team of experienced maritime professionals who have all worked in the front line of the industry, Halcyon is uniquely placed to offer a personal and tailored service of outstanding quality to our clients and candidates. For further information, please visit www.halcyonrecruitment.com or call Halcyon Recruitment directly on +44 20 77 17 86 86.
The positive development in Capesize freight rates, seen since 22nd of August, when the $16,000 per day lid was blown off, also took the BIMCO Capesize time charter earnings forecast by surprise, while the remaining segment earnings forecast was spot on. The Capesize segment has sprinted away from the rest of the field into a breakaway that is still rolling. Freight rates for Capesize vessels started to rise on the back of stronger Chinese demand for coal and iron ore. As India is still a reluctant exporter of iron ore, stronger demand resulted in more tons miles as Brazil and Australia pitched in as the swing providers of this vital steel ingredient to Chinese steel mills. This boosted Capesize demand at the expense of Supramax demand, which normally lifts Indian ore to China. Overall development on the dry bulk markets, as expressed by the BDI, has gained 413 index points since 22nd of August, equal to 27%. Over the same period of time, Capesize earnings have gained 74%, and this compares to moderate earning gains in the smaller segments. Last year, seaborne iron ore demand grew by 10.6%, driven by resumed demand from Europe and Japan, following the fallout in 2009. In 2011, iron ore demand growth is seen only in China, but as long as it maintains an insatiable iron ore hunger, Capesize vessels are hanging on. However, at a growth rate of just 6% expected in 2011, demand will be the poorest in the past 10 years. Total coal demand is set to grow by just 2% this year as compared to 15.9% in 2010. This does not bode well for overall Capesize demand, as the fleet grew by 23% last year and is on course for 13.4% growth this year, depending on level of recycling, scrap steel demand and freight rate development. The current spike in freight rates, suggested to be due to strong Chinese demand for coal and iron ore in a combination with available tonnage imbalance between the basins, seems fundamentally difficult to maintain, as overall available tonnage remains abundant. Global wheat trade is set to increase by 2% to 132 million tonnes, third highest on record, in the season of 2011-12, and similar minor increases are forecast by US Wheat Associates for corn and soybeans. Wheat production in and exports from Black Sea area rebounds from the low 2010-11 level are potentially reaching 33 million tonnes, up from 14 million tonnes during last season. US and EU exports are bound to lose out in this market, losing 21% and 29% respectively. The return of Russia and the combined powers, also including Ukraine and Kazakhstan, delivers an export growth of 19 million tonnes, up by over 136% on last season. The increased demand primarily comes from the EU, over 3 million tonnes. But the interesting angle lies in terms of tonnes miles, as the wheat season is generally a story of shorter ton miles, as Black Sea exports represent shorter hauls to main importers, such as the EU and Egypt, who last year were amongst the main customers for US wheat, but this year returned to Russia to satisfy demand. The active fleet has grown by 10.1% so far in 2011, caused by delivery of 64.2 million deadweight tons, offset by 18.1 million deadweight tons being demolished. According to BIMCO estimates, the fleet is about to grow by 14.5% unless planned deliveries are postponed beyond what is already assumed. Demolition of older tonnage is estimated at 20 million deadweight tonnes, but could go as high as 25 million if year-to-date demolition swiftness continues. However, the recent jump in Capesize earnings could prove sufficient to cool down the rush to the breakers. 55% of all demolished tonnage has originated from Capesize vessels, and that has positively reduced the net fleet growth by 4.4% so far. The Capesize fleet would have grown by 20% in 2011 without any demolition activity at all, but holds now the potential of growth by just 13.4%. The Handysize segment, which saw 6.7% of the fleet during 2009 and another 3% during 2010 being removed due to strong demolition, is once again enjoying a noteworthy amount of 2.5 million deadweight scrapped so far in 2011, with a clear potential for more to come. While Handysize are currently scrapped at an average age of 33 years, Capesize vessels are broken up at an average age of 27 years. New orders continue to be placed at slower pace than new ships are delivered, bringing the order book down from 241 million deadweight tonnes 2 months ago to 236.6 million deadweight tonnes. The order book to fleet ratio remains very high at 40.5%, as the active fleet has reached 583.8 million deadweight tonnes. Put into perspective of the amount of new-built tonnage delivered in previous years, 2011 represents Mount Everest, and 2010-13 deliveries the Himalaya mountain range. BIMCO forecasts a total delivery of more than 90 million deadweight tonnes of new-build dry bulk vessels in 2011. This will result in a fleet growth of over 14%. Deliveries are biased towards the larger segments, but so is scrapping of overage tonnage. It is also worth noticing that conversion of single-hull VLCCs into very large ore carriers for the last year this time around is expected to push up fleet growth by 3 million deadweight tonnes. China is on course to deliver iron ore demand growth of 10%, being more or less the single positive iron ore story in 2011. Regardless of the recent bull run in Capesize freight rates, second-hand values have continuously leaked. This is supporting the argument of a temporary event, but as spot rates have picked up, so have short-term time charters. Six-month time charter rates have doubled since the beginning of August, while one-year charter rates have jumped by 50%. The long end of the forward curve remains unaffected. BIMCO holds the view that the recent positive development in Capesize freight rates is not rooted in an improved fundamental balance between supply and demand, and an easing of rates from current levels is thus likely. Despite the traditionally strong fourth quarter, we estimate that the Capesize time charter average will travel southbound from current highs towards the $15,000 to $20,000 per day as the tonnage oversupply is bound to rule again. Amongst the smaller ship sizes, Panamax and Supramax rates are likely to stay firm in the $14,000 to $18,000 per day range. Handysize rates are expected in the $10,000 to $14,000 per day interval. Thanks for listening.